Hey, it's Ryan Daniels in the asylum back again. Time for that lovely little segment we like to call Meet the Inmates, where we introduce you to a new collaboration, maybe. Maybe it's Kill Devil Hill. Maybe it's Adrenaline Mob. Maybe it's a band called Motor Train. I am pleased and honored.
Hey, man, what's going on? This is Up, the lead singer and lead guitarist of Motor Train. How you doing?
Big balls, man. I was checking you guys out this week, man. I just got to say, the video.
Going?
Dude, that is a badass, funny as hell video.
Thanks, man. We wanted to kind of give. I got with the director Les Galusha on that one, and we really wanted to. What we want to do is kind of make a breakup really creative, you know. You know, if a woman's going to put you through so much hell, you want to really make it a point. You know, get a point across. So
full on endorsed by Post-it now.
I wish, man. it was really one of the cool things. I mean, we had what's sad at the scene in the bedroom is the poor little assistant that was on set. She had to do that whole room 4 times.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it was really cool. You know, it came out as a really cool concept for a breakup because it was it's just a straight up breakup song.
Yeah.
And like I said, the director and I, Les Galusha, got together and Gabe Mahan. There we go. Les Galusha did all the visual effects, but Gabe Mahan got together. He's like, I got this really cool idea, and Les is amazing at visual effects, so we're just going to go with it on the Post-it notes. So I'm like, that sounds cool, man.
That was awesome. Well, it definitely makes and gives a new twist, an entertaining twist to a new breakup tune, and it's a damn good song as well, just audio. As a matter of fact, we're going to check it out here in a minute.
Sounds good, man. Hey, man, if your listeners want to break up with their girlfriend or boyfriend creatively, just send them a link to hearsyoursong.com.
All right. So, Motor Train out on the road right now. Tell me about touring and tour life. You guys are in Denver right now, heading to Kansas City?
Yeah, that's right. We got the night off in Denver, so, you know, we're just going to hang out here and see what kind of trouble we can stir up, and then, get back in the van with a nice good hangover and head towards Kansas City.
There you go.
Yeah, man, it's been a really good tour. We started kind of out in Tulsa, and then we, you know, beelined it to Phoenix and did a few dates in Arizona, and then we played Salt Lake City last night, and we're just kind of bopping around the Northwest.
What's a favorite gig, favorite venue, best crowd response so far?
You know, what was really surprising was the Monday night in Prescott, Arizona. It was this little tiny bar, and we wandered in, and we're like, oh, man, this is going to be interesting, because we usually have a full production, you know, with, like, lights and banners and smokestacks, and, you know, by the end of the night, the crowd was into it, and there was probably, I don't know, 7,500 people showed up in this little bitty bar, and we got a blast for a Monday. That's for a better show.
It's just got a different uniqueness.
You know, it's more intimate that way. And what was really neat, I got a roadie up on stage. I gave him, you know, my guitar, and he took over, and I just jumped down on the floor and got in the middle of all the people. You know, on my personal Facebook page, there's actually some girl I grabbed up and hugged, and she shot a photo of me, you know, singing. So she's all posing, but me, I'm just yelling in a microphone.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And speaking of Facebook, you guys have an official Motor Train Facebook page.
We do. It's facebook.com/MotorTrainBand.
And, of course, the main website, MotorTrainMusic.com, where you can catch all things Motor Train tour, merch, album, discography.
Yeah, we tend to take our store down while we're on tour because we need every piece of merch we can get our hands on. But when we get back home, we're going to throw up some new designs for our fans out there that want to, you know, grab some new stuff.
So that's the hint. For the next couple weeks, go to a show so you can get stuff.
Yeah, if you really want a physical CD, you're going to have to go to a show because we are running out of our first EP, Street Six. And once the physical copies are gone, they are gone. But you can still get it on iTunes and Amazon MP3 right now.
Tell me about recording the EP.
We wrote it, produced it, you know, and then got in the studio and recorded it all within 6 months. We had recorded it in Fullwell Studios out in Phoenix, Arizona, with Mike Bollenbach and a friend of ours, Louis Lashes, producing. And we really just kind of shoved it up the flagpole, you know?
Talking about life on the road, you guys actually, we mentioned a second ago, heading to Kansas City. It's a special show, and this is actually what kind of pulled me in, and you guys are truly an active band, and so I dig it. This gig at Double T's Roadhouse in Kansas City, tell me why this is so special.
We were asked by a friend of ours, Randy Stroud and Thomas Capofoli, up in the Kansas City area. He's like, I know you guys are on the road and stuff, but, you know, we really need a huge favor. And for this little girl, Jasmine, she is, she's came down with diagnosed with leukemia. He's like, we're doing this special event with a bike run and, like, biscuits and gravy breakfast and all this kind of stuff, and we'll take care of you guys if you just want to stop in and play it. And to us, this, you know, leukemia and cancer all together, is, you know, everybody's been affected by it, myself included. And, you know, and it's for a little girl, and it raises money. Everything goes to her medical benefits and whatnot. So,
and it looks very cool. There's an event page on Facebook, Jasmine Palooza.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, too, you know. And there's another band on the bill called Scooter Trash. So I'm really excited to see those guys and, you know, and for a great cause at the same time.
Well, cool. Right on, man. Well, let's check out this Ultimate Breakup tune. All right, so let's check out this new tune from Straight Six, the EP from Motor Train. It's Going, Going, Gone, the most killer breakup tune of all time in the Asylum.